Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
They don't work as a parent. They don't work in the workplace. They don't work in clubs and organizations. And they don't work in politics and government. Empty threats are empty threats. And the more you do them, the less people take you seriously. Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick along with Mike Spiraza. Happy to be here as always. And how you doing, buddy?
I am good. I am good. A lot to talk about. We have some freak shows in the in the current office, so we can talk about some freak shows first.
Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do it. Yes. So let's start with Creepy Joe in Finland. So Joe Biden, yet again, cannot keep himself. I mean, it's his not nose. Even just his hands. It's not, it's not his nose. It's his whole face off of children because, you know, he just can't help himself. These parents who go up to the front of the lines, Mike, and they want, like, maybe an autograph. They want to shake Joe's hand. They want to say, yes, we were there. The president of the United States walked right past us. I'm starting to think they're creepy, too, because who on earth is going to get near Joe Biden with your child, like probably 1 to 3 year old child. I don't know. That's about what I'm thinking this little girl was. And the mother's holding the child in her left arm, looking at her phone the whole time, while Joe cannot resist going up to the girl. You know, he probably starts with, hey, sweetie. Hey, how you doing? Oh, you're cute. Oh, come here. Come here. And then the baby's literally going, no, who are you? I'm not happy here. Like, get away. So first of all, where are the parents? Like, what are the parents doing? Like, get your child away from the guy. And then, of course, we don't see Joe do anything except get closer and closer. Then he starts, like, kind of nibbling and nuzzling at her, Mike. Like, at some point, don't you think it's okay if someone pulls Joe's arms back and says, sir, no, not your child, not your grandchild?
Well, he's like an animal. He's got to make sure what he's smelling and who it is, right?
I mean, that's like mark his territory?
Yeah, that's the first part. The second thing is there was this old WWF wrestling skit where this authority figure used to spit when he talked. So the two guys in wrestling would wear these face shields with windshield wipers, right? So like when his spit would come, it would do the windshield wiper thing.
Oh, my God. That's
they
gross.
Need something like that for Joe Biden, maybe like a bubble. If you're going to see Joe Biden, put the bubble around your head so that if he comes in, he bounces back, right? Getting weird. It's getting very strange. Again, you know, if it's your own kid and you want to, you know, I'll call it snuggle your own kid or your nephew or niece, right. Like, do your thing, right? Like, if you're close enough with somebody and you want to give a kid a hug because it's your best friend's kid, do right. What you got to do. Random children should not be touched. I don't know right. What else to say. Random children should not right. See grown men's crotches at drag shows, right? I mean,
that's right.
I don't know how many. Why do we have to be all over the kids? Why is that a thing? I don't understand.
The creep shield. I think you get it for your kid.
That's we should buy one of or make one of those. The creep shield.
The creep shield.
I think that's a great marketing idea.
We thought it should be on children, but Joe, we're gonna have to put the creep shield on you now because clearly. I mean, honestly, it's females, right? It's been females, but it's children and females. He has no understanding of his space, his own
shield.
I don't know. Like, you could either have it worn on, like, females might be able to wear it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm near Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It comes up off your back, maybe. It just kind of unravels, almost like
a parachute.
Yeah, just like as soon as you see Joe within 10 feet of you, you hit your, you know, maybe it's like a ring. Hit your ring, it brings a creep shield over your from your back over your face.
Or you could just get pepper spray. That might be cheaper and easier,
So this is what I'm thinking. Like at some point, won't somebody be so offended by that? Like, have they put themselves into a situation where, oh, you said you wanted to be near the president. You're at the front of the line. So does that mean he can basically nibble and nuzzle at your child or your wife or your daughter? You know, maybe your 12, 13-year-old daughter? Like, have we given him permission to do this just because he's the president? In any other situation, the parents, the mother or the father, would be decking the guy, like pushing him back, saying, what are you doing? I don't care if you're a rap star, a drummer in a rock band. I don't care if you're, you know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Get away from my kid. That's off limits.
So here's the thing. I feel like the first problem is going to see Joe Biden, though, Mike. I think that's the first. I mean, I know he's the president.
That's true.
However, if that he came to Grand Island, New York, where I live, the only reason I would go see him is to interview the people that are out there cheering him to see why they're voting for him. Like, right. I don't want to go see Joe Biden. I have no interest in it. Mm-mm. I also have no interest in bringing my six-month-old today daughter to go see Joe Biden. Right? I mean, like, that if I went to the White House and I had my daughter and I walked up to Joe Biden, I know what's coming.
Right.
He's nibbling her ears. He's smelling her hair. Like, I know it's coming. Right. And you know, some of these people, you know, you got to be careful of bringing your kids around that they don't start saying things, you know, toddlers that like, hey, come over here. You know, like right. These people are weird. Right. I mean, and again, it's both sides too, Mike, with this kid stuff. Like, I'm so sick of talking about it because it's so disgusting. But what is going on with the kids? Why? What is the infatuation with the kids? Again, both sides.
Right.
Hollywood, you know, politicians, right, left. Like,
right.
Leave the kids alone. It's not that hard. Hey, Jimmy, how are you? That's all you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is a great question. I mean, it does go back to, well, this is the age we're trying to indoctrinate, so they're that close to us. Is this like the creeps who go, wow, like it's so much more thrilling when I'm doing this like in public, like right in front of people, right in front of the cameras. Like this is downright creepy.
Weird.
And this is the how we'll end this. One of a conservative operative named Caleb Hull said, all Biden has to do is not do this, and he can't. And I think that sums it up. He literally physically cannot stop doing this with the children.
Just like his vice president literally just can't stop word salading. Seriously.
Oh,
I mean like these two can't get out of their own way. Like Kamala, all you have to do is say five words instead of 100 and you'll be fine. Right? Like we need to integrate AI technology. That's all you had to say instead of saying AI. For those of you who don't know, that's two letters and stands for artificial intelligence. No shit. Like we know that. Just get on to your point.
Culture. It's there every morning.
Right.
What? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Like, yeah.
But hey, if you need to buy a creep shield, call 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll figure out how to get a creep shield, Mike. We got to make those and
right.
Call our office. We'll figure it out.
Yep. I want to set up the next UFC cage match. It'll be a celebrity cage match.
Okay.
Kid Rock, Charles Barkley.
Oh, I got Kid Rock all day on that.
Me too. All day long. Yeah. So we know Kid Rock made a stand against Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch, right? When basically the whole idea of this, folks, was not that people stopped liking to drink Bud Light for its flavor. I mean, you could argue, it's not the best beer, but it was the number one selling beer, right? The number one selling beer because of all the advertising, because of accessibility, I'm sure, maybe price, right? It wasn't like $40 a case. It's probably, I don't know, $19 a case or whatever it is. So for many reasons, it was sort of as that sales executive who's no longer at Anheuser-Busch said, is she there still?
No, she got fired.
I was going to say, I'm thinking like she cannot possibly be there.
Yeah, she got.
But as she said, oh, that's just some frat beer, you know, like we had to change the look of it and the feel of it. Like it's outdated, whatever. But we know Kid Rock stood up and said, hey, and in the video, you kind of see him. He's like ready to, you know, they pan out. He starts just firing at Bud Light cans, right? Just taking them out like it's like terrorists that he's taken out. And, you know, I think the point was this. It's not we hate trans people. We hate the LGBTQ plus community. No, we hate you telling us that we have to support it. We hate you telling us that we have to go out and advocate for that stuff because it's actually just relating to sexuality. And as you say, Mike, like leave it in your house, like leave it between you and your partner. Like if you're straight, you're gay, you're trans, you're whatever, asexual, like you don't have to tell us. Just do it. Do your thing. As Glenn Wiggle always says, you do you, I'll do me. So that's the whole idea here. I don't want anyone thinking, oh, they're so transphobic. Like, no, we're not.
I say this all the time. Like, I don't care what you are. I don't want to see you doing things like making out with your spouse in front of me. Straight, gay, trans, right. Whatever. Like, again, keep it at home. I never understood. I remember even in middle school and high school seeing couples mm-hmm. like all over themselves.
Right at their lockers.
Yeah. I'm like.
In the ends of the hallways.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing? Or like you go to the mall and the people are literally like groping each other.
They're molesting each other.
I'm like,
in public.
What are you doing? Like, why would you do something like that?
Yeah.
But yet this is why, and then they wonder, like you said, like why we get upset about this stuff. I don't want to see it. Yep. I don't grope my own wife in public. I don't need to see you do it.
Exactly.
I mean,
and Kid Rock stood up, and again, everyone's going to make it sound like he's transphobic. I'll bet Kid Rock has had more lesbian, gay, bis, trans at his concerts than anyone else, because it's just people having fun at his concerts, right? He does all sorts of great music. Like, I truly believe Kid Rock has not a transphobic blood cell, brain cell, any cell in his body. But he stood up because he's tired of being told how to think, especially when it comes to beer. So, Charles Barkley, right? Always an outspoken guy, comes out and says, I want y'all to drink this effing beer. I want y'all to drink this effing beer. He said in a video. So this was on TikTok. I got 3 cases of Bud Light. Hey, and I want to say this. If you're gay, bless you. If you're transgender, bless you. If you have a problem with that, F you. Right? Okay, Charles. Great. So now you're judging, right? You're going to judge everybody who doesn't want this thrown at them, slammed down their throat every day, that Bud Light is allowed to tell you how to think about sexual preference and inclusion and all that, right? I want to just let me just read a couple of these things. These are other past comments by Charles Barkley.
I'm glad you did this, because I was going to say, I don't know what this guy believes. He's all over the place.
Charles Barkley is all over the place, and I think that might be like, I don't want to say his thing, but you don't often know what he might say. But that's fine. But Charles, let's just go back to a few things. Here are some quotes. This is from brainyquote.com on Charles Barkley. The main thing to do is relax and let your talent do the work. Okay. Here. Everybody wants to protect their own tribe, whether they are right or wrong. So people who are straight and who don't want to see the public signs of affection everywhere thrown at you, you just want to proceed with your day. We do those things maybe in private and we don't talk about them. Yeah, we also protect our own tribe, Charles, right? We want to be who we are and we don't want to be told what to do. Let's see here. This was good. I don't care what people think. People are stupid. I agree. And Charles, you are now, in my opinion, stupid, because you're coming out and you're basically attacking everybody else who just doesn't think like you. At some point, I don't want to have any obligation and just chill out. Right? Okay.
Okay.
Great. Let's see. One more. Let's see. I'm willing to sit down with anybody and have constructive criticism. Okay. Do you think a lot of people who you've basically offended by saying you're a-holes and rednecks if you don't drink Bud Light, do you think you want to sit down and have constructive criticism with them, Charles? Like, I'm so sick of these people that, and I'll say, they get out of their lane. Like, you're an entertainer, be an entertainer.
Well,
right? And that's not entertaining.
And I'll say, Mike, I've loved Charles Barkley on TV with his basketball show. Like, it's hilarious, mm-hmm. right? And he's always been, like, the outspoken one to be like, I don't care what people think. He used to call the women of San Antonio, like, something like, I don't know, like, big women of San Antonio or something. Like, just something you couldn't get away with, right? But right. He would say it, and it would just go, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm bringing that up is now he's, like, the trans police. Like Charles, you called the women of San Antonio fat for, like, 10 years.
Right.
Right? Like, those big women in San Antonio. Yep. But now you're the trans police? Like, I guess I'm just a little confused, man. Like, tell me, what is it?
There's no rule,
yeah.
Right? Like, he's allowed to do that. He can waffle. He can do whatever he wants and not get called out on it. Like, that's his right. It's just maddening. It's maddening. I mean, not to hold people accountable like that. Like, I don't know. It just gets frustrating. So let's set that up. Kid Rock versus Charles Barkley. Cage match. Hey, maybe any weapons allowed?
Yeah.
Any weapons
we
allowed.
We have a lot of good ideas. The creep shield and a steel cage match.
Steel cage match.
No disqualification on... Charles Barkley versus Kid Rock. That's another good idea. For
I really today. Like that. So here's one, Mike. Moving to this FBI director, Christopher Wray. So first of all, the defense that Christopher Wray uses about, you know, when he's accused of two sort of justice systems, right?
Yep.
Two ways of handling the Biden and Clintons versus how he's handled Trump and investigations. The argument has been, well, Trump appointed him in 2017. He's a registered Republican, right? I don't care, right? I don't care where you're from. It'd be like me saying, well, since I went to Canisius College and you went to Niagara University, I just think you'll always do the wrong thing because you went to Niagara University. Right. Like, I don't care. They might be basketball adversaries, but it's what you do when you're in the position, right? It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter that Trump appointed you. It doesn't matter how you vote or what you say you are. It's your actions. So I'm so sick of people saying it's a bunch of baloney. Like there's no way he's favoring the Bidens and the Clintons. He's a registered Republican. We see a lot of registered Republicans that are they have no integrity. They're soft. They have no backbone. They don't know how to do the right thing. I mean, we can name a whole bunch of them.
Adam Kinzinger.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, just because you labeled him a registered Republican, you labeled that he was appointed by Trump, he must be doing the right thing. Or he's actually doing the wrong thing. He should be what? I mean, I don't know. Like I get sick of that.
And Mike, I'll say this, right? Like, employers make mistakes when they hire people sometimes.
Right.
Right. Like, right. It doesn't matter just because, oh, Mike Spirazza hired him, so they must be fantastic. Right. Or like,
yeah,
Mike Lomas just hired a new assistant. She must be no, some will suck. Right. Right. It just happens. Right. I mean, Mike, you know my business because your daughter works for me. Does your daughter have a better chance of being successful because her name's Hayflick? No. It's going to be what her work ethic is, what she's good right. at. Like, that's this idea. Yeah, like you said, that like, oh, it's Trump appointed. It must mean the guy is in his pocket. It doesn't mean that at all.
I get so tired of
working a business for 5 minutes.
I'm sick of that, right? And that happens in all these cases. Like, that's the first thing they'll say. It can't possibly be that he's being unfair, that there's two justice systems and all that. So that's my first point. But here's my second point. Jim Jordan, who I really do enjoy listening to, he always seems like a stand-up guy. I like how he rolls up his cuffs.
Yep.
I'm at work, guys. I'm at work for you, the American people. Okay, so here, Jordan is threatening to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress. Mr. Jordan, what are you waiting for, right? Why are you threatening to hold him accountable and in contempt? Just freaking do it. The American people, like us, are tired of hearing, well, you better watch it. We're going to do this, and we're going to send a subpoena for that, and we're going to get you here, and we're going to, you know, like, what are they doing? Shit or get off the pod, I think, is the expression, Mike.
And this is all as the Democrats threaten to indict Trump and do it twice, right? Like, that's where our frustration's coming in, right? Like, the left is just doing it. And do right. I agree with the left? No, but are we going to sit here and, as Mike says, they're you know, having gunfights over there and we're having pillow fights on the right?
That's
like,
exactly right.
Is that what our plan's going to be? Because the left is just dominating you because they're not afraid of anything.
Right.
And the Republicans, Mike, I love Jim Jordan. And I love a lot of the Republicans, even the Matt Gaetz, and I'll say even the Matt
Absolutely.
Gaetz, but Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, I like those people. But I'm and Lindsey Graham, like, you want to get on MAGA's good side? Fucking do something.
I know.
Like, I hate
I
to swear, but fucking
and
do something.
And I like these guys too, but if that's the best of the best,
right.
I'm really concerned.
Right.
Because like, they're not. So this is it. In the letter, Jordan called the FBI's actions unacceptable and set a new date and time, noon on July 25th, for the request of materials. If the FBI does not deliver, the committee, in quotes, will take action. And this is what I hate. Such as holding Ray in contempt of Congress, such as, or they're going to say, okay, the time has come, July 25th, you didn't do it again. You better watch it, Mr. Ray. We might do something again. Like, we might do something if you keep, you know, basically, like, blackballing us. But they never do anything.
As they said in Animal House, now you're on double secret probation.
That's right. Right. That's right. Like, you're going to be a double secret probation, Mr. Ray.
Okay, so that means nothing, right? Like,
it's like incompetence. It's like no courage, and it's just like maddening.
Yeah.
And these people wonder. We watch these things on TV. You could watch like a lot of these things, like on the C-SPANs. You could watch every minute if you want. You can find them on YouTube. You can find them online. We listen to these things and how outrageous, and like the blackballing, the silence. I will not talk about these things. You know, that is outrageous. You are being absurd. Blah 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 blah. And they never do anything. And I'm so tired of hearing and seeing articles like this. Threatens to hold FBI. Okay, great. Great, Jim. Like, I like this guy.
I do, too.
I like him, but I'm just sick of this. Why are you saying we're going to threaten you? Just do it. Hand it to him before he leaves that hearing. Here it is. Here is the contempt of Congress. You know, now... Go get yourself a lawyer. Do whatever you've got to do to defend yourself.
And I guess, again, I don't know the legalities of it, and I'm sure you don't either, Mike, of what you can and can't do. However, again, I'm going to go back to the Democrats have found ways to indict Donald Trump twice and start impeachment hearings like 75 times.
Right. I mean, I know.
They're doing it. Like, they're doing it. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. Can we, as Mike Hayflick just said, shit or get off the pot? give me something here. And again, you know, I'm throwing a couple profanities out here. I'm just getting sick and tired of the same bullshit over and over and over again with no end in sight, Mike. It's like the same way I feel about the Ukraine war. Okay, we'll just keep spending money. Okay, great. When's it going to end? I don't know. We'll just keep sending money over
there. These are just empty threats. Like, yeah. They don't work when you're just a married couple and you're trying to work things out with your spouse. They don't work as a parent. They don't work in the workplace. They don't work in clubs and organizations. And they don't work in politics and government. Empty threats are empty threats. And the more you do them, the less people take you seriously. And I'm really sad to say this. I'm starting to not take Jim Jordan seriously.
And I'm going to say this, Mike. It's like with your kids, right? And I don't have kids. My daughter's too young to reprimand yet. But I'm going to take your PlayStation away. Next time, I'm going to take your PlayStation away. The kid throws their food all over the floor again. This time, I'm taking your PlayStation away. The kid takes a piss on the floor. I'm telling you.
One more time.
This is it, right?
One more.
And what do kids do to you? Yeah, sure.
One more broken window.
Yeah, look at this idiot. He thinks I believe him, right? Like, that, if kids don't buy it, why would adults?
Well, yeah, it's just awful. It's awful. It's awful, you know, the way they think that they're standing up for something, and they're not. They're just getting steamrolled. Last thing, I just wanted to get your thoughts on presidential candidates. The GOP side, Mike, it's overwhelming that Trump is in the lead. And then on the other side, Joe Biden's not spending, you know, even like a hundredth, it seems, of the campaign funds he's got, because it almost seems like he feels like it's a done deal. Like, I am the guy. I'm not only the guy on the Democrat side, but maybe he thinks I'm just the guy who's going to beat whoever they put up against me, even if it's Big Orange Man.
Well, I'll say this first on the Democrat side. If I was Joe, I wouldn't be spending a ton of money right now, because he knows he's got the nomination in the bag, right? Mm-hmm. They're never going to give Robert Kennedy Jr. a chance, so he knows he doesn't have to spend money. And, you know, not for nothing, In at this point with his social media warriors, I mean, MAGA voters, Joe knows he's not getting those, right? Like the 75% of the Republican base is not going to Joe anyways. So he can spend money. He's going to work on that 25-30%, I'm sure. I don't know when he's going to start. I would wait. I mean, I wouldn't be spending money now, especially as DeSantis and Trump are killing themselves, you know, and not that Trump is killing himself because he's dominating, but you get my point. They're screaming at each other. So I wouldn't spend money if I was Joe. My question is, though, it's according to the campaign donation numbers. Mm-hmm. They're showing that Joe pulled in like $72 million already. Don't know how you're going to spend $72 million on your couch in your basement, but we'll see how that works out for him because we know he's not going to actually campaign. The GOP, I know this audience knows I'm a Trump guy. I really don't know what Ron DeSantis' social media influencer team is doing, mm-hmm. what Ron DeSantis is doing. I got into an argument. I said this on another podcast, but I got into this argument with one of his, you know, Twitter media people, and she essentially called everybody on the all Trump voters leftists. Is what she said. So I guess I'm getting at, are you trying to win Trump voters over? Or are you trying to say we hate you, we don't want you? Because that won't work, right? That's a big portion of the Republican base is MAGA voters.
Right.
She also was going after me about not being anti-gay marriage, and I'm like, I'm sorry that I support that. I'm fine with right. that. They're just very, very. Their strategy is poor and their execution is worse. And I like Ron DeSantis. I did. I don't know that I do as much anymore. And I know that's not a popular opinion on the Republican mm-hmm. side, but everything that him and his team are doing to me is just it's backwards. And I don't know what they're trying to accomplish or who they're pandering to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I'm confused about, Mike. I don't know who they're pandering to.
Yeah. Well, we shall see, folks. Things will start heating up just like summertime. And
global warming.
And global warming, yeah. That is to blame, clearly. Yeah. So you should be walking to work or riding a bicycle. And if you're not, you don't believe in protecting this planet. So we're going to leave it at that.
And it's not global warming. It's climate change.
It's climate change.
Don't ever forget. It's like it pronouns.
It might be global warming again. Yeah. They have the right to change the term.
It's literally like pronouns, right. Mike. Like, I can't even keep up with it. Like... What is it? Is it is the Earth actually heating? Everybody says it's by like a degree every million years. So
yeah, and we'll all be like sitting here in 20 below zero temperatures in December and January, going okay. Can we please have a little global warming? Climate change would be really nice right now as we're freezing our everything off.
Yeah, and what happened in like 19, you know, or not even 19, like 1750, like when there was a hurricane, right? Like, did they say that it was because too many, you know, mammals were on the? I mean, this whole thing is a joke.
So, folks, that'll do it. Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can find everything we do at financialguysmedia.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live 8:15 a.m. And then it's recorded. You can listen to it later. 15 minutes, 5 topics, 3 minutes each. Cool horn sound. Can you play a horn sound? There we go. That's what you'll hear on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays in the morning. 3 podcasts and, of course, our live radio show every Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. So for Mike Spiraza, I'm Mike Hayflick. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll be back next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.